Frog, where are you? It fell. One summer's night, well, the little boy was looking at his frog in the jar. His dog was sticking his head, sniffing at the frog. He went to sleep. The frog tiptoed out of his jar. The boy woke up to say, "Oh no, Froggy got away." He looked in his boots, and the dog looked in the jar and got his head in there, and it got stuck. They looked out the window and called his frog. He fell, and the boy was mad at breaking the jar, but he licked him anyway. And he went outside and called again. Let's look everywhere on the page for the froggies. The dog barked at the beehive while the boy looked in the gopher hole. And the gopher bit his nose. And the dog barked too hard and the nest fell. And out came all the bees and tried to sting it. The boy looked in a hole, and poof, out came an owl. The dog was getting chased by bees still. Any frogs in this picture? No. Then he saw some sticks, and he says, "That would be a good place to hide." Then he climbs up on a rock, holds on to one of the sticks, and calls for his frog. An antelope leaps out and runs with the boy over to a ledge and ditches him into the pond. They land with a splat. And the antelope's like, "Ha ha." And he hears a noise behind the log. He says, "Shh, don't swim so loud. There's something behind there. I don't want to scare it." They climb over, and there's two frogs and some baby frogs too. They take the frog, their frog, and say bye-bye. And a frog's like, "Uh-oh, Mommy and Daddy, a froggy fell off." The end.
Very good.
Excellent.
I really like your use of the phrase, "ditches him."